107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Have a listen to this. That is the sounds of the Stratford Symphony Orchestra, and we have a very special event that is happening on Saturday. Joining us in studio, so great to see you, Craig Thompson with Ballin Ran Entertainment. Craig, it's good to see you.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
It's just good to be seen anywhere these days.
Yes, exactly.
So we have a very special event with Ballin Ran Entertainment, with Stratford Symphony Orchestra, that people are so looking forward to.
That's right, Jamie. We filmed a concert, the first live in-person concert, thinking that everything was going back to in-person events back in October at Avondale Church. And the Stratford Symphony concert was aptly called a Stratford Celebration. Well, of course, as we all know, January came and there was another lockdown. So we said, our season is interrupted and we're going to be going back to live performances now in April and June. And we said, well, we really need to build up community support and awareness for this fantastic professional orchestra that's been around for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, why not cut down the concert that we filmed in October and work with our community partners at Rogers Television and put it up there so people who don't normally go to the symphony can see what an amazing orchestra we have right here in Stratford.
Okay, so it's a Stratford Celebration on Rogers TV, and does it start Saturday, and it's at different times, or how's it work?
Yes, and the times I haven't memorized, but the premiere is Saturday, March the 5th at 7:30, and then it runs nearly every day at different times. Until Sunday, March 13th.
Nice.
So, and if you don't have, people might say, well, I don't have Rogers Cable. Well, that doesn't mean you can't watch it, because Rogers also puts it on their website. So you just have to go to rogerstv.com and go to the Waterloo Region Community Programming page, and sometime after the premiere, it'll be up on the Rogers webpage, so anybody can watch it.
Oh, that is perfect. So again, we'll share links and details on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And Craig, what's it like for you working with Stratford Symphony Orchestra, filming an orchestra? That must be quite a challenge or quite an endeavor.
Well, as you know, Jamie, I've spent more than 25 years filming documentaries all over the world. And then in the last 2 years, we haven't been able to go anywhere. So I have all of this equipment, all of this experience, and all of this talented team. And I said, why not put it to good community use and help the symphony? The symphony is unique because it's not a local community orchestra. It is a professional symphony orchestra that draws musicians from across Southern Ontario. Mm-hmm. People want to play in Stratford. And Stratford has a great arts and culture brand. So having a symphony is a really great cultural asset for Stratford. And what we really want to do is make sure people who may not go to the symphony are aware that we've got two great concerts coming up. One in April with Tom Allen of CBC Radio doing a great show that was delayed from 2 years ago. Mm. And then in June, the delayed Celtic concert with the Bookends. So if you're unfamiliar with classical music or feel it's a little bit not accessible for you, these will be two very, very accessible concerts and quite fun to attend as well.
Okay, so lots to look forward to with Stratford Symphony Orchestra. This is more great news with the Stratford Celebration. Now, Craig, with Ballin Ran Entertainment, more events for you down the road. I know there's been some documentaries or mini documentaries you've been putting out.
Yes, we've just launched a website called facesofdiversity.ca in partnership with the Community Foundation, Stratford Perth Community Foundation, and the Kiwanis Club of Stratford. It went live yesterday, and basically it is a series of first-person documentaries from people from culturally diverse communities to share their experiences of what it's been like for them living in Stratford.
Nice.
And we've put 5 episodes up, and our plan is to solicit stories from the community and the region to continue this as an ongoing series. We're quite proud of it. My wife is the driving force behind it, and of course she's Chinese Canadian, and so it's her passion, and we think it's going to make people aware that no matter what your background, what culture you come from, what your economic status is, whether you have a place to live or not, when it comes down to it, we all have the same hopes and dreams as anybody else.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Can we pass along the website, or if they want some more information on that?
Yeah, facesofdiversity.ca is the website for the diversity initiative. And then getting back to the symphony, I encourage everybody just to go to stratfordsymphony.ca and check out the upcoming program.
Fantastic. Of course, we'll have links and more shared at mystratfordnow.com. Craig Thompson with Ballinran Entertainment. Thanks, Craig. Thanks for all the details.
Great to have your support, Jamie. Thanks.